Women's service in the U.S. military has long been lauded as a sign of progress, including, for almost a decade, women in combat. Now, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is suggesting a pullback. In a speech this week, he stressed that all U.S. forces should be held to the highest male standards of physical fitness. Today's story by Sophie Hills and Anna Mulrine-Groby explores the backstory and implications. I was also reminded of Anna's story 10 years ago covering the first women to go through Army Ranger School. What strikes her today, she says, are the drill sergeants and other male soldiers who started out as skeptics and, as they watched what the women could do, became true believers in their abilities and some of their biggest fans. It's Friday, October 3rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. An attack on a synagogue in Manchester, England, left 2 people dead and 4 others injured, according to the BBC. Authorities said the attacker, who rammed a vehicle into a crowd and stabbed multiple people, died after being shot by law enforcement officers. Police are treating it as an act of terrorism and thank security and worshipers for their immediate bravery in helping prevent the attacker from entering the synagogue. Congregants inside were marking Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. El Salvador's Journalist Association is moving its legal status out of the country in response to a foreign agents law passed earlier this year. The law is seen as a way to pressure voices critical of the government. El Salvador President Nayib Bukele has consolidated his grip on power after winning re-election in a landslide. The association said on Wednesday that to continue defending journalists' rights and freedom of the press, it would have to leave. Also, Japan is selecting a new prime minister again. On Saturday, the ruling Liberal Democratic Party will elect the country's 4th prime minister in 5 years, after Ishiba Shigeru stepped down last month. The next premier will face steep challenges in restoring trust in the party, which has dominated Japanese politics for 7 decades. Priorities include strained relations with the United States, a surge in far-right populism, and an ongoing rice shortage. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. High-ranking women say they are watching the gains they spent their careers building being erased. Despite Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's speech on Tuesday, they are determined to keep serving their country. Sophie Hills and Anna Mulrine-Groby report for The Monitor. Healthcare is at the center of the government shutdown. Democrats are seizing on the popularity of enhanced tax credit subsidies to demand Republicans agree to extend them. Republican leaders say they're willing to talk before the subsidies expire at year end. Democrats want the issue resolved before people start shopping for insurance on November 1. The tussle underscores a broader story, the long and steady rise of health care costs. Ellie Martin reports for The Monitor. The outlook for peace in Gaza and the wider Middle East is not bright, but prospects for success were not encouraging in Northern Ireland 30 years ago either. And that is not the only common factor between the two situations. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. Ireland has long been barren soil for anti-immigrant, far-right politics. But that might be changing, to judge by a spike in attacks on Indians and increased agitation by nationalist firebrands. Dominique Sogel reports from Dublin for The Monitor. J. Joseph Arthur was discovered by Peter Gabriel and has done projects with every member of REM, including his new album. As Arthur Buck2 debuts, the musician discusses the connection between humility and creativity and how tough times have led him to see songwriting as a spiritual practice. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how Jane Goodall gave us a new view on all life. Like a great ape, we're going to go out on a limb and say that Jane Goodall ranks high on the list of people who have altered for the better the human relationship with nature. She did so less by words of warning than by insights on the shared and often unique qualities of chimpanzees in their African habitat. Her legacy, as both a primatologist and conservationist, lies in her abiding focus on a better appreciation of the natural world instead of an apprehension over its predicted demise. Around the planet, not just in a Tanzanian rainforest, Dr. Goodall saw delight more than dread, bonds over breaches. Without being pantheistic or sentimental, this British scientist who died this week spoke of a spiritual power that chimps and humans each express in, say, community compassion, while not neglecting their violent acts. Her patient observations of chimp behavior in the wild helped lift an understanding of life as more than material. She changed the way many people witness other living things each day, be it squirrel or bee. Her work stands alongside that of Rachel Carson or John Muir in expanding concepts about intelligence beyond what humans think of that word. She prepared us for difficult discussions about the impact and possibilities of artificial intelligence. During the pandemic, with all its fears of a virus, her insights on learning to understand nature before trying to exploit or obliterate it expanded the path to some sort of harmonious equilibrium with all of Earth's expressions, from climate to chimps. I hope we are going to learn a new relationship with the natural world, of which we are part and on which we depend for our very existence, Dr. Goodall told the John Templeton Foundation in 2021. In 1991, she started the Global Roots and Shoots program to help young people achieve compassionate influence in their communities. I have learned more about the two sides of human nature, and I am convinced that there are more good than bad people, she said in accepting the Templeton Prize. I am eternally thankful that my curiosity and desire to learn is as strong as when I was a child, and that I understand that the deep mysteries of life are forever beyond scientific knowledge, that now we see through a glass darkly, then face to face. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how forgiveness comes more easily when we recognize that our divine parent is love itself. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton and Audrey Thiebert.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.